Up next on NHL Fantasy on Ice, Rob, Pete, and Big Time Brett with picks, daily fantasy plays, and register rings. John Isner hops on the line with his best bets and Kane's predictions. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
What's good, everybody? Pete Jensen, Rob Reese coming at you on this Thursday morning, day two of the NHL season. What an opening night, and looking forward to this big slate today, Rob.
Best time of year, boys, and we're also joined by our colleague, Brett Amadon. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me back. Hockey's back, guys. It's really the most exciting time of the year. I'm excited to talk.
And we're excited to get you into this regular season mix. A nice debut for you over the summer, and a lot of nice debuts. Last night, of course, Cody Glass, the big one, scoring a goal for Vegas. They routed the Sharks last night.
They did. I'm a little bit worried about the Sharks, but anybody that paid attention to the game last night, EK65, missed the game. So shout out to our producer, I think, who switched his pick on that one last minute.
Hey, listen, I was very tempted to take the Sharks as dogs last night. The news comes out, EK65, personal issues, got right off of it, and it was the right decision. I usually make the right decision, and I'll pat myself on the back for the right decision last night.
And a good start for Bobby B with some of the picks last night. The Capitals down 2-0, got it done. Jacob Vrana, big performance. Five shots on goal and the game winner in overtime. What'd you see from Vrana, Brett?
Well, Rob got me on Vrana this summer. He told me, you know, we say we're going to do with scoring the goals in overtime yesterday. His speed, he was all over the ice. You know, he was able to blow by his defender in the 3-on-3, got the shot up under Binnington's arm. Maybe he wished he had it back, but he was all over the ice. There's no reason to worry. He could be a 30-goal scorer, but it's early.
I've been calling Vrana 30 goals all summer long. Even on Twitter yesterday, I posted Jakub Vrana, parentheses, 30 goals. But after his performance last night, five shots on goal, it looks like this guy could get 40. And keep in mind, boys, he was skating alongside Lars Eller. That's not his normal center. His normal center is either going to be Backstrom or Kuznetsov when he's back from suspension.
And Kuznetsov, of course, two more games out of the lineup with the suspension. But we hit on some other big names, right? We had Holtby with the road win. Justin Falk, nice power play helper in his Blues debut on the Petrangelo feed for the goal. William Nylander and Austin Matthews. My goodness, I know it's the Senators, but let's get this party started.
Listen, the player I want to talk about more on Toronto, though, did you see that assist that Marner had on that power play goal to Matthews where he went top cheddar?
Man.
Listen, last year, William Nylander, coming in December 1st after the contract situation, he struggled. Marner missed all of training camp this year. There were going to be questions. Was it going to be the same situation as Nylander? I think he proved last night that's not going to be the case.
He certainly did. And Nylander also has a brother, Alex Nylander, in Chicago. Is getting a lot of attention after they were skating overseas yesterday alongside Patrick Kane and Jonathan Toews.
Hey, guys, I saw a couple questions tossed your way. Alex Nylander or Cody Glass? Where do you guys fall on that after what we saw on Wednesday night?
Well, for Cody Glass, I mean, he scored in his debut, so I think the immediate reaction, you're thinking, oh, Cody Glass, because he got the production. But Patrick Kane's a 100-point player. I think you still have to lean Nylander just for the exposure to Kane, and also Nylander has a better position, so maybe I would still say Alex Nylander, but that's really a shot in the dark.
See, I actually got to go the opposite way right now. I got to go Cody Glass. I love the fact that he's playing with Pacioretty and Mark Stone. You know, he called them two soon-to-be Hall of Famers. I'll take his word on that. And if you're playing with two guys like that on your line, listen, they just make everything easier. You saw the goal. It was right in front. Tapped it in. Playing with those two guys, I think he could get a lot of points as a rookie.
And Pacioretty has been on some kind of rage lately, from the postseason to the preseason, had that assist on the Glass goal. Another big storyline, we have to mention it, right? Connor McDavid, lightning quick speed, scoring the game-winning goal. Does not look like the knee injury is a concern. And he had some nice lineup placement with Draisaitl, who's a beast, and Zach Cassian.
He did. But, Brett, one more thing about the Hall of Famers. If Pacioretty and Stone are Hall of Famers, what is Jonathan Toews and Patrick Kane?
You can literally put them in right now.
You can literally, yeah, put the jacket on already. But anyway, so we have a big Thursday night contest, Fantasy on Ice for FanDuel. Major, major contest. My username is NHL Reese. You can see my public lineup if you want to chirp me on the picks. NHL Jensen's already in it, and Dave Satriano, NHL Satriano, is also in it too.
And we're going to have to get Brett in this eventually. He's relatively new to DFS, but he knows hockey inside and out. And we're going to get to his picks later in the show. So a lot of good games on tap for this Thursday night. I really like the high-scoring nature of this Florida Panthers-Tampa Bay Lightning game. It's two in-state rivals. The Panthers are a lot better. I mean, this is just a game with a ton of offense that you could tap into, I think.
It is a nice little rivalry brewing down south. One more thing, Pete, to swing back on the Edmonton front. I don't ever want to hear about the injury concern for McDavid again. He looked quicker than I've ever seen him skate before. And anybody that was down on Leon Draisaitl over the summer, you don't go from 100-plus points to nothing. I don't care why people were down on him, but let's look at it this way. Edmonton Oilers, they're a two-man offense, and they could still make the playoffs.
We'll get to the Thursday slate in a moment, boys. Excited to go through it with you. Picks, DFS, the whole bit. But we spent so much time on McDavid, his health. Should he be number one? What I saw last night, concerns, as Pete mentioned, I have zero. As Rob mentioned, I have zero. And Draisaitl, if this is how he's going to play all year, he's incredible right now. What he did last night, and it's just carrying over from last season.
I know, Bob, you mentioned you were 2-0 last night in your picks. Remember the last time I was in here, we talked about who should be the number one pick in the fantasy draft. I said, how could you not go McDavid? He's the best player in the world. He certainly showed it last night.
One of the funniest things, I was in a draft, I got McDavid second overall. I couldn't believe it. That
That's
team
insane.
Turned out completely stacked. And now, I mean, I could already cash the check on this one, basically.
Yeah, let's see if Nikita Kucherov, the 128-point man, a number that McDavid has never sniffed in his career, he gets underway on Thursday night, like I was saying, against the Florida Panthers. So we'll see how he can match that performance from McDavid, but full marks across the board after that performance.
Ding, 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 ding. That's going to be a high-scoring game, I believe. Florida, Tampa, whoop, give me the over.
Now, just to not to counter that necessarily, but when you look at both of their goalies, Sergei Bobrovsky and Andrei Vasilevsky, you have to wonder if that could be a Russian goaltender showdown. I'm just throwing that out there, Bobby.
And then Quinville's the coach. Listen, you never know. New systems, Barkov, you know. He's a really good defensive forward. I don't know. I could see this being a 3-2, 2-1 possibly,
no,
and surprising
point.
Everybody. No Braden Point either.
And another good Russian goalie matchup is Friday, right? It's going to be probably Varlamov and Ilya Samsonov. So we're getting a lot of these Russian goalies in the mix. But, of course, Vasilevsky, number one in our preseason rankings. Bobrovsky, number three. And this is just the start of things for Bobrovsky. He's going to be peppered all season long by this tough Atlantic division.
So there's a lot of interesting matchups on the board tonight. I'll kind of sprinkle a couple players I have in my FanDuel lineup. Again, hit me up on Twitter, NHL Reese. A lot of guys were actually sending me their FanDuel lineups in my DMs, and I was critiquing it. I think I lined a couple people's pockets last night, so don't be shy. I don't bite on Twitter. But I'm going to start off with Mika Zibanejad of the New York Rangers tonight. I'm really intrigued by him and Panarin. I want to see what they can do, and it's at the Garden. I mean, come on, boys. You have to like the Rangers tonight.
And no defense in that game, right? Bufflin's not playing. The Rangers have a shaky defense. There could be a lot of scoring in that one as well. I like Kaapo Kakko in his debut.
See, you like Kaapo Kakko. I'll tell you a player I love on the Rangers. Everyone's sleeping on. They maybe have forgotten about him. Lias Andersson. Okay, listen, he was a top pick for the New York Rangers in 2017. You know, number 7 overall. He's been in the doghouse. People remember another guy who the Rangers took in the first round of 2017, Filip Hedl. He's not on the team. He's down in the AHL. Let me tell you. He knows this is a do-or-die season for him. He had 6 points in 42 games last year. Everyone seemingly forgot about him now that Kakko's coming. I wouldn't be surprised, especially against a defense that's not that great, if Lias Andersson comes out, gets a goal, maybe has an assist as well.
Okay, so that is Brett's value pick of the night, and it sounds like you're so confident that you might even take a shot on him in season long. Now, the thing I'll add to your argument, Brett, is that their second line center is Strome right now. And Strome is a guy that I could see dropping down to 3C if Andersson does get off to a hot start. So there may be something brewing there.
Ryan Strome won't be their number two center for long, and if he is, that's not good news for the New York Rangers. But yeah, Jacob Trouba also making his Ranger debut against his former team. That's an interesting narrative. Any interest in Trouba on power play one with Panarin and company?
Well, I think you have to, you know, especially with Hellebuck didn't have the season he had last year. So, you know, there's always an opportunity. Trouba had a career high in points, so you got to like it.
I'm just going to throw out Rob's against the grain pick of the night, too. I've been on a contrarian mood lately. I'm all about hitting big value. I'm going Montreal. No surprise there, I know, boys. Don't chirp me just yet. But I'm going Nick Suzuki. The kid came out of nowhere in camp, had a really, really strong performance, so strong that Claude Julien put him on the second line.
I love a contrarian view. Anybody who works with me knows that. I like Suzuki. I think he's going to have a strong season, but you can't do that against Carolina today. The offseason they had, Aho might go for 4 or 5 points today just to prove a point to Montreal after the offer sheet, okay? I like Montreal. I like Suzuki. I don't like him tonight against Carolina.
I would rather over Suzuki for DFS or even season-long right now. I'd rather go Anthony Cirelli because, I mean, it seems like even when Braden Point comes back, and Point was skating, by the way, the other day with a regular sweater, with Nikita Kucherov and Steven Stamkos, and then the 2C was Cirelli. So those lines are going to be mashed up all season long. It seems like Sorelli's going to be in the top six, and I like him against Florida on opening night.
Moving on to other players, you know who I really like on opening night, Rob? Mm-hmm. Chris Letang against Buffalo.
Mm.
Listen, last season he had 56 points in 65 games, 16 goals. We know what he can do on offense. Buffalo, new coach, is that defense fixed? I'd probably be willing to bet not. Last year on opening night against the Washington Capitals, Chris Letang had 2 goals and an assist. Mm-hmm. I love him on opening night tonight.
Well, you got to get him on opening night because you don't know how much longer he's going to be around during the regular season. So, yeah, hit Chris Letang when you can. I'm going out west for some value too, Brett. I'm looking at Arizona Coyotes. They're playing the Ducks tonight. We all know we were dogging the Ducks over the offseason, but I am hammering Arizona in this one. I like Clayton Keller for $6K tonight. Major money pick alongside Phil the Thrill Kessel.
Speak for yourself, Rob. You know I have not been dogging the Ducks. Over 80.5 points, it's Bob Bender's lock of the season as far as totals go. Season point totals, I don't rag on the Ducks. Quack, quack.
I saw Chris Wassel, our guest on our previous show, pick the Ducks to make the playoffs. That takes some guts, man. I'm glad somebody did it out there.
Wassel knows what he's talking about.
And listen, I hate to agree with Bob so much this early in the show, but Rob, Anaheim, John Gibson, he is one of the best goaltenders in the NHL. And you know what? Last season against Arizona in 3 games, he had a 2.27 goals against, a .936 save percentage. It's first day with Arizona with all these new players. You don't know how they're going to mesh.
And they were still in the tank with those numbers, man. So that's my concern. And Arizona, for the first time in history, has spent to the cap. Granted, Marian Hossa is making some bank still, and he's not in the lineup. But I think Clayton Keller and Phil Kessel are going to find chemistry, American players, nice little storyline. They're going to get the job done.
I'm actually looking as my goalie of the night, the guy on the other side, Darcy Kemper, confirmed to start. He just got a 2-year extension. He was going to be a free agent this coming summer. Antti Raanta injured again, same old story. Maybe a turning of the page here, and this is Kemper's chance to prove that last year was no fluke. I know you think it was a fluke, though, Brett.
Not necessarily a fluke. I just don't know if he's a bona fide, like, number one that can sustain it for maybe 50 games for a full season. But moving ahead, I want to stick out west real quick. You know, I've kind of been on him all summer, but I want to go Calgary, Colorado, because Colorado, that's a trendy pick to win the Central Division. I personally don't think they're going to. They might not even make the playoffs, in my opinion. But player I like out there is Johnny Gaudreau, 99 points last season, but Calgary played Colorado in the first round, and what did he do? He had 1 assist in 5 games. He was virtually non-existent. He's going to come out like a banshee. I think Calgary gets the road win.
Well, it's funny that we're talking about Johnny Gaudreau now. We should definitely talk about our picks before the show because I'm picking all these guys live, and it's funny because I have Sean Monahan in the lineup, so obviously I like Calgary a little bit too. But I will say this, look at who's in net for both of those teams tonight. Kind of unproven guys, David Riddick for Calgary, who's going to be the true bona fide number one, and then Philip Grubauer, on the other hand, who's going to be the true bona fide number one for the Avs.
So we're talking about Tampa, Florida, and now we'll go Calgary, Colorado. If you were to take an over in one of those games, which one do you like more?
100% Calgary, Colorado, because we talked about what Gaudreau can do. Monahan, Kachuk's got the new contract. Grubauer is an unproven goaltender over there, but what concerns me more is the defense that Colorado is going to be rolling out. Makar, Girard, they're going to be the top pair tonight. And listen, Makar has all the talent in the world. Girard, all the talent in the world. They're still young. They're still offensive-minded. I think this could be a shootout.
You nailed it. Ding, 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 ding. Cale Makar, 4,600 in FanDuel. That has to be a lineup lock no matter what you do in the rest of your lineup, I think.
I'm fading any guy that's kind of making their debut. I just want to see it before I put the money up. I want to see what they do, especially when it's a defense position. I'm always a little bit skeptical. Cale Makar is probably the one player that can buck that trend, though, and still light it up in FanDuel. However, I would say definitely high-scoring game out west. And, hey, I got killed on Twitter, Brett, for saying Colorado's not going to make the playoffs, and I think it's because I had a little birdie that sits directly next to me in my ear all summer long saying Colorado's not making
it. Yeah, who was saying that? Who was that?
I don't know. Maybe Brett Amadon. Have you ever heard of that guy before?
Yeah, well, Varlamov's going to win the Vezina, too. Listen, I like where you went on that. Let's stick with this real quick. We got two games, Boston, Dallas. I want to go back to Arizona, Anaheim. Which one do you think is going to be the more low-scoring game?
Probably Arizona-Anaheim, I think. I like some of the offense in that game, but Arizona's not that deep offensively, and Sam Steele is out for the Anaheim Ducks. And you got two good goalies, Kemper versus Gibson. I see Kemper winning like a 2-1 game, maybe in overtime or shootout.
I'm looking at the Nashville Predators tonight. I like Ryan Ellis, defenseman. Very fair price point, $4,700. This is a proven commodity in DFS. They're opening up the season against Minnesota, who I think we can all agree on we have some concerns on this season.
Yeah, I have some concerns, but I still like Devan Dubnyk. He's going to get a lot of starts for Minnesota. We've seen over the past couple seasons he's continually in the top five in games started. Is he going to get the offense? Maybe not, but, if you're in a league that counts goals against and save percentage, he might be worth looking at. I agree with you, though, not tonight against Nashville, especially with Matt Duchene making his debut, too. I think he feels more comfortable in Nashville. I think he finally found, a nice home. I don't know who he's going to be playing with yet, but they got a lot of weapons on offense.
So Matt Duchene led our pick story on NHL.com/fantasy. By the way, you can check out our daily FanDuel picks every single day, all season long on that spot, so hit it up. Bookmark it. And yeah, Matt Duchene against a favorable opponent, I think, has to be in your lineup, I think.
So I'm going to run down my lineup now, throw out a center, wing, D, and goalie. I've got Mika Zibanejad to recap, and I'm doubling down on the Rangers tonight, boys. Play the lotto. I'm going Artemi Panarin in his debut at the Garden. Take that one to the bank. For D, I already said Ryan Ellis, Nashville, no-brainer. And then my goalie, Pete, again, we probably should have discussed our picks before because I have Darcy Kuemper in my lineup, too.
It's all good, man.
But maybe we can join our forces, use our powers, and Darcy Kuemper will get the shutout tonight.
I think if people are looking for a value goalie, they see Kuemper 7,400. They see that Robbie and Petey like him. I don't know about Brett, but I think that's at least 2 out of 3.
I mean, I like him too, but I'm just going John Gibson. I think Anaheim's going to get the win on opening night at home.
That's all good. So I have Rupe Hintz, 5,200, going up against the Boston Bruins, who are without David Krejci most likely. So that's an advantage if Hintz is playing on the second line with any of the big four for Dallas. I have Duchene. I have Kucherov. I actually left some money on the table in my FanDuel lineup, $400, so that I could get Jonathan Huberdeau in there with exposure to Barkov. I want a piece of that line for the game against Tampa. Kapokako, NHL debut. If he has a 2-goal game, I was listening last night. Remember Austin Matthews had a 4-goal game in his first NHL game 4 years ago? Look at Kapokako. Yeah. He's got stuff like that in his mind. Wants to make a big impact. We talked about the Pittsburgh-Buffalo game. I like Victor Olofsson playing with Jack Eichel, only 4,100. And then to round out my lineup, cheap on defense but high-end exposure, Cale Makar for the Avs with MacKinnon, Rantanen, Morrissey for the Jets with Laine, Scheifele, Wheeler, and then Darcy Kuemper, the big man in the crease.
The only concern that would give me with Makar, though, is kind of a similar situation we talked about earlier in Toronto with Marner. Rantanen, he missed all of training camp, didn't play in any preseason games. Makar's going to get time on the power play. We obviously talked to his top pair, but, how clicking is that offense? Is there chemistry there from last season? It could be, but it's tough to tell. But, just to recap with my picks, too, who I'm going to build my team around. I love Letang. 3 points last year in the opener. He's playing against Buffalo team. Defense might not be there, so I like him. Gaudreau, he's going to bounce back. Didn't perform well against Colorado. I like Gibson. I'm going to be contrarian against you guys and Kuemper. And then Elias Anderson's just got something to prove.
So those are our DFS picks for the night. Hopefully we stay hot. We might not hit every night, but at least we follow the trends. Give our best. Hey, we tried Participation Trophy Central. But our contest, $1,500 NHL Fantasy on Ice Leaderboard Series. And the cool thing about the leaderboard is if you don't hit one night on a Thursday, the next Thursday night, you can get in the money, and then you're back up on the leaderboard. So every single week, play this contest every Thursday night, and you're going to be eligible to win an autograph prize or a trip to a cool event.
And you're going to be able to see how you fare against me, Rob, Davey, Satriano. You'll see us on the leaderboard, and you'll see if you could eclipse us. Hopefully you can. You can give us some chirps throughout the season.
And if you want to see where Dave is on the leaderboard, just scroll all the way to the bottom and keep going, keep going, keep going until you hit rock bottom, and there will be NHL Satriano.
And now we got our good buddy John Isner on the horn from China at the China Open. famed tennis player, but also fantasy hockey legend and big Carolina Hurricanes fan. John, thanks so much for joining us, and how's it going out in China?
So far, so good. I'm playing pretty well out here. Tough being over here while all the good sports is going on back home, but this is my job, so I've probably been over to China about 9 or 10 times.
Nice. Well, John, how did your fantasy draft turn out this year? How's the team looking?
I mean, I think it's pretty good. I was in touch with Pete quite a bit. I was the 14th pick out of 14. My plan kind of got ruined because all the goalies went so quick, just as they always do. So I waited a little bit on my goalies, but apart from that, I think my team's solid, and we'll see what happens. I know one of the guys in the league had Riley Smith and Billy Carlson on his team, and they combined for a shorty, and then what's his name had the game winner. So, but anyway, it's all good, and I can't wait for my time tomorrow morning slate.
So you took Pasternak and Barkov with your first two picks, not too shabby there. And then, yeah, the run on goalies was ridiculous. I've never seen anything like that in any league I've ever drafted in. Your number one goalie is Varlamov, and Everyone else was gone. Literally everyone else.
Yeah, I mean, I could have taken Fleury, but look, I mean, Pasta was sitting there at 14, and I really wanted Barkov. I mean, I had him. I was taking him no matter what. And then I could get Pasternak as an added bonus, so I couldn't pass up on those two guys. And then, then on the wraparound, I got my goalie, and then Erik Karlsson was still sitting there. So I've always been notoriously weak on the blue line, but this year I've changed that with Karlsson and Klingberg.
Well, EK65, certainly a good player to have on the blue line, John. And Varlamov, hey, we have some people here in the office that are high on him, so hopefully that works out too. But yeah. Turning forward to the Canes, I was watching the last preseason game when they played the Caps, and Tom Wilson and Rod Brindamore were going at it. Did you see that, and does that inspire you for this season for the Canes?
Oh, it's great. I mean, it's great. I mean, look, there's a bit of a rivalry there for sure, considering what happened last year in the playoffs. I mean, the Caps, we're the champs, and the Hurricanes are we're gunning for the Caps all year long. So, like, I love that. I think the team, everyone knows that the team has taken the personality of the head coach in RBA. So look, things are looking up in Raleigh. I mean, I believe it was a full house too for that last preseason game. So crazy to see. There's a lot of good vibes and good energy going on in Raleigh, and they're gonna bring the noise tonight against Montreal.
That was a heck of a showing by the fan base for a preseason game. You got to say that and give props there. One big question for the Hurricanes this season after the Justin Falk trade is who's going to take over power play one duties? Is it going to be the new guy, Jake Gardner? Is it going to be Dougie Hamilton, Slavin? What's your sense and pulse on this situation?
Well, I don't know. I mean, look, we'll see what happens. I think it's – is it going to be Gardner? Does anyone know if he's going to be on the PP1 tonight?
No.
Not really sure there. We'll see what shakes out. But I think, Justin Falk was a great player for Carolina. And, he had a power play point last night.
He did.
Last night for, St. Louis. But maybe a change of scenery was needed there. But we'll see what happens in Carolina tonight. I mean, their top power play is pretty lethal, as we all know.
Now, I hate to admit this to you, but I did pick the Hurricanes to miss the playoffs. I know that's not going to go over well, but my one concern that I did that for was Peter Mrazek being a true number one. Curtis McElhinney is now with the Bolts. Do you trust Mrazek this season?
I do. I really do. I mean, I think he gained a lot of confidence from last year. I mean, I think more importantly, what I believe is that the team believes in him, and the team knows exactly what they're doing. It starts with the owner, Tom Dundon. He's very, very smart, and he has a lot of trust in him. And, of course, Coach Brindamore has trust in Peter as well. So we'll see how much of a load he gets. I mean, it's sort of goalies don't really – I think I saw a stat, like the most goalie starts someone had last year was in the high 50s. So we'll see if Reimer can provide some help as well. But as the number one, I think Carolina does have some confidence in him.
I don't even really look at Reimer that much anymore for fantasy implications. Like, I feel like if Mrazek falters, maybe it would be Nedeljkovic. It would be something interesting to see and something to monitor all season long.
Yeah, for sure. It's just like, the goalies kind of like with Samsonov. You know, right. we'll see what happens. He could be very good. I mean, are you guys up on him?
Oh, major. We've got him in our lineups for tomorrow already, locked and loaded. Major debut for the 22-year-old.
We were already saying when they waived Phoenix Copley yesterday, we were saying Samsonov season. I mean, we're ready to go here.
Yeah, I saw that. And I saw that.
Pick him up, John. Definitely pick him up off the waiver wire.
I've already made three moves. I picked up Glass. I picked up a Nylander in Chicago, and then I can't remember my other one. But I've already made three moves. I got to chill out. It's a 50 move map. So, but always in the beginning of the season, I get I got to tinker with my lineup to get it perfect. It usually takes about 15 or 20 moves.
So I know you like the Canes this year. You're probably taking the over on their point total. Give us your best bets.
Oh, gosh. Okay, so I was actually – so my coach is a huge hockey fan as well, and it's kind of funny because he's Australian. But he has adopted this sport. It's his favorite sport. He's obsessed with it just as much as I am. We've been talking about this. We've been going over it. For me, I like a couple overs in – Vegas and Toronto. I know those plays are pretty public, but I believe they're both at 101.5. I think both teams can get there. I think Vegas is the best in the West. Mm-hmm. And if they're one of the top seeds in the West, of course they're going to have more than 101 points. And of course, I kind of have a feeling it's Toronto's year in the Atlantic as well. So those two I really like. And I also like Dallas over 97.5. So we'll see what happens.
And I think you said you like Philly too, like I do. But of course, we were a little down in the dumps the other day after they lost to that Swiss team. So I still have some faith.
Yeah.
I think that's a learning experience, but it will be interesting to see how they respond against the Blackhawks on Friday.
And great minds think alike too, John. I have the Knights and the Leafs in the finals, so we're definitely looking good there.
Exactly. I mean, the Leafs are just low, and they have so many players that are fantasy worthy. It's crazy. They're probably more than any team in the league. So, and then Vegas has that incredible home ice. Seems like they never lose at home. They protected home ice yesterday very well. So, that could very well be the Stanley Cup Finals. I hope not. For me, I live in Dallas. I would love to see Dallas versus Carolina. That would be a dream come true for me because I've adopted the Stars as a team of mine. I go to a lot of their games because I live so close to the arena. It's so much fun, and that team's very, very exciting this year.
Could be a big year in Big D with the Winter Classic, potential deep playoff run for the second straight year, addition of Pavelski. The Dallas Stars are going to be a force to be reckoned with. And, John, thanks so much for joining us. Enjoy the Canes season opener, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, thank you guys for having me on. You guys are a constant source of information, and I really appreciate it.
Great stuff from John. Sounds like he has a pretty good fantasy squad too, fellas. And the one thing I will say is I already regret not taking the Carolina Hurricanes. I don't know if it's because you love Brendan Moore, Brett. Everybody loves Brendan Moore. But man, oh man, I'm just feeling like that was a bad pick by me now.
Rob, I said it on the podcast last time. Brendan Moore is the best coach in the NHL. Why I like him and why I like Carolina, we talked about it. You know, they didn't add anybody, but that team just rallies around him. They love playing for him. You're going to see the grit, the toughness. They have some skill. Carolina is going to be a good team. Will they maybe make it back to the Eastern Conference Final? Remains to be seen, but that's a strong team, especially in fantasy, too. Mm-hmm.
They have a strong top two lines. They also added, they have, like, the rookie Martin Nichus. They have Ryan Dezingle, Eric Howla, strong secondary, tertiary players.
And this could be a year where scoring trumps goaltending. I mean, if scoring goes up this year in the Canes, as we all know, they can probably put four or five up a game. Mm-hmm. They might not need Mrazek to be very good. They got out of the first round of the playoffs when Mrazek had an 8.99 save percentage against the Caps.
But not only that, Petey Magic wasn't that good last year either, but, you know, Pete mentioned one player too, Nedeljkovic. He's going to be the number two probably by the end of the year. He possibly could be a number one in a year or two.
And Brett, you heard what Isner said. Number one goalie, Semyon Varlamov. Your thoughts on that plunge into the deep end?
Well, I wish the listeners could see the smile on my face when John Isner said that. Listen, don't worry about what you read on the site or from any pundits or whatever. Semyon Varlamov, I said it last time, he's one of the best goaltenders in the NHL. He's going to be a Vezina finalist. Playing behind that defense too, it's going to be crazy. He's going to face like 20 shots a game. He's going to be sitting back there like, oh, wow, this is new, because he's used to getting peppered with 40 shots a game and defensive breakdowns by Colorado.
Earlier on the show, you said he's going to win the Vezina. Before you said finalist, now you said finalist again. What's next? The Hart Trophy?
Listen, it's definitely not out of the realm of possibility. Yeah, you know what? I'll stick with it. He's going to win the Vezina this year.
Okay, well, right. I've heard that's enough takes for me today, boys. I believe we're up to 125 reviews, which is nice. If you haven't already, please pop us a 5-star review. Also, hit us up on Twitter at NHL Reese for myself, at NHL Jensen, and NHL Fantasy for the both of us.
Hey, Brett, thanks for coming in, spending your time with us. We really appreciate it today.
Yeah, absolutely. Anytime, guys.
So everybody should check out Brett on Twitter. Maybe get him to go public finally. Rob Reese, Pete Jensen, Bob Bender, the whole crew. Also check out NHL Executive Suite podcast with a bunch of episodes recently. And of course, NHL at the Rink with Dan Rosen, our buddy from NHL.com. So for everybody here around the table, we'll talk to you again next time here on NHL Fantasy on Ice.